Welcome to this site event on infrastructure. I'm co-hosting with US President Joe Biden. Thanks for your engagement, Joe. The G7 has set itself the ambition of making the world a better offer on infrastructure investment. Today, we are relaunching our joint work as a partnership for global infrastructure and investment. With our joint G7 infrastructure initiative, we are building on strong national and regional initiatives such as the EU Global Gateway Initiative and similar initiatives of other G7 members. Yet another example of our unity and close cooperation at G7. The decision to work together on this offer to the world was taken last year in Carbis Bay. Since then, we have worked hard and made great progress. We have built a G7 structure for our cooperation and launched concrete partnerships on climate and health. On the structure of our cooperation, we are bringing together our development finance institutions, coordinate with multilateral banks and private sector, and setting up partnerships and country platforms. This is a steep change for our cooperation that we have committed to. We are boosting local vaccine production in Africa. Germany has contributed 530 million euro as part of a larger Team Europe and G7 initiative. We are building strong partnerships to support the global transition to net zero. With our Just Energy Transition partnerships, we support an accelerated clean and just transition of developing and emerging countries towards climate neutrality. The first GETP was launched with South Africa at COP26. I'm happy to announce today that Germany, via its development bank, is ready to offer a promotional loan of 300 million euro for energy policy reforms as concrete support for this GETP. This is part of Germany's contribution to collective G7 support of $8.5 billion over the next 3 to 5 years. But we won't stop there. In a joint effort with G7 partners, we are currently working towards additional GETPs with Indonesia, India, Senegal, and Vietnam. The public sector alone will not be able to close the huge investment gap we faced in many parts of the world. This is why we are promoting innovative instruments such as the Emerging Markets Climate Action Fund, in order to mobilize private investment for sustainable infrastructure. The G7 is committed to support the Emerging Markets Climate Action Fund, and Germany is contributing additional 30 million euro, adding to 25 million euro we have provided last year. The fund can mobilize up to 50 euro private capital for every single euro public money we provide. With our total contribution of 55 million euro, we can mobilize up to 2.75 billion euro. Just like our broader G7 agenda, our work on promoting infrastructure globally is also affected by the current geopolitical situation. We have therefore discussed how our investment globally in climate neutral and low carbon energy, including gas, can help us as a temporary response to Russia's use of energy as a weapon. Given the progress we have achieved, time is ripe to showcase our offer to the world under a common roof. I'm convinced the G7 makes a stronger, better and more convincing offer to partners globally. But beyond steps we have been taken, this is a long-term undertaking. Germany will move this work forward beyond the Elmer Summit to make progress towards an equitable world, and I will hand over an even stronger joint initiative to Fumio end of this year.